opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
Radio. About to commence.
Good morning, North State, citizens and countrymen. We have a good show today. I'm very excited to be here. This is Linda Bott. Good morning, everybody. Carl is out with Ted Leidy. They're scouting turkeys, and we'll tell you about that later for an incredible event that's coming up where they actually take an underprivileged child out turkey hunting, and there's a lot of mentoring that goes on. So they're out there right now in this weather. I love it. With the rain gear out there scouting to where turkeys are. So that's where Carl is. But good morning, and I'm so happy to be here. With me is one of somebody who I admire so much, a dear friend. I love this guy, and I love his wife. I can't wait to hear what's on your mind today. We've had some game changers here in the last week. Eric Woodstrom, good morning, from Five Star Bank.
Good morning, Linda. It's great to be here. It's great to be here on a nice, kind of wet, drizzly Friday morning.
It's absolutely. And let's talk about the weather. It's currently 54 degrees. Today, my gosh, they just handed me a paper. There's a flood watch.
Oh, boy.
Until 6 p.m. Now until Sunday at 6 p.m. That's okay. You know what? We've been through them before. Saturate that earth. We don't want any mudslides, but, you know. So anyway, heavy rain today. Tonight, showers likely. Tomorrow, heavy rain. That is the forecast, actually, as we go into Sunday. The rain could be heavy at times near 56 with winds 13 to 18 miles with gusts up to 25 on Sunday. Sunday night, rain before 10 p.m., then showers likely after that. So we're going to do the forecast here through the weekend. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where our customers are warm friends, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call at 365-37-93. And with us this morning at the helm is Jared. Good morning, Jared.
Good morning.
How was your week?
My week is pretty good.
So we always appreciate you here on Friday.
Well, thank you.
And you're going to learn a lot today with Eric. Eric is, you know, you're very involved with Rotary.
Yes.
How many boards are you on?
Several.
All right, so I think it's really interesting because you are involved with Rotary,
yes,
head of a bank,
yes,
travel between Sacramento, Chico, and here, doing banking, and we'll talk about other things. It's going to be on the people are going to learn from somebody who's like got their fingers in it, a lot of stuff that may be on the outside looking in, or you're talking about the inside looking out, sharing with our listeners, you know, What's happening around the area?
Both in business and just what's happening.
And also what's happening with this political climate that
yes,
we're in. We're,
yes.
We have a lot to cover with that this morning. But first, my favorite segment, Eric, and you know we have this darling white pooch here with this Haven Humane this morning. And I always ask for you to introduce yourself because I just love your name and I love your energy. So tell our listeners who you are.
Good morning. I'm Spencer, and I'm with Haven Humane Society. I've been with the Humane Society for almost 5 years now. I'm the assistant adoption manager and the rescue coordinator at our shelter.
Rescue coordinator. It's a very important, I think, a very important position.
I would agree with that. It's my job to ensure that we have proper kennel space so we can accept all of the dogs and cats and help as many animals as we possibly can.
A lot of management when it comes to that, as well as Haven Humane is known for matching people. You just don't come in and say, I'm going to take that. You have to match. Don't you do this whole...
Correct.
Make sure they have a proper background, packed backyard.
We do. We do a thorough evaluation of every person, and we try to match them with the animal that's best going to fit into their lifestyle.
And you bring every Friday morning on a pet of the week. I never know if you're going to walk in with a snake or rabbit. You never brought in a chicken or a donkey, but you've brought in, you know, all different kinds of, you know, kittens, puppies,
grown
dogs.
Don't forget the pigs.
Yes.
I did bring in a piglet.
You did bring a little piglet in. And every time you've always had the success rate because, you know, of course you do the media crawl this morning and people just are looking for, if they're looking for a pet or maybe they're not looking for a pet, they get smitten and then decide to adopt. So who do we have this morning?
So this morning I brought with me Maddie. She is a 5-year-old female pit bull mix. She, believe it or not, has been our shelter since November trying to find a new forever home. Maddie is a wonderful dog. She's good with other dogs. She knows all of her basic training. She walks great on a leash. We have her rated for a home with kids 8 and older just because when she does get excited, she gets a little bouncy and could easily knock over a smaller child. She loves to go on car rides. I open up the van door this morning. She hops right in through the passenger side, gets into her seat, and just sits there and looks out the window like, okay, where are we going now?
Well, she's laying on the studio floor right now because the door is closed. Her muzzle is facing,
Muzzle.
Yeah. It's facing the door like, are we going? Or, you know, or because Bob Martin is walking back and forth, you can see her sniffer working.
Yes.
She's probably a really good watchdog. Okay, so she's up for adoption, and November's long enough. She needs to go home. She needs to find a home today.
She's about 50 pounds. She's white with little black speckles all over her body. She almost looks like she's got some Dalmatian in her.
She's cute.
She's such a wonderful dog that myself, as well as other staff members and volunteers, have fallen in love with her. And everybody has contributed to covering her adoption fee. So to adopt Maddie today, it's only $35. That includes she'll be spayed, she'll be microchipped, heartworm tested, current on all of her vaccines, ready to go. That way when you get her home, the only thing that you're going to have to worry about is just giving her love and some food.
Yeah. Now, so you named her Maddie.
Yes, we did.
Now, look at you. Look, come on. Hi. Oh, yes, he's a good girl. Very with it.
She is.
That's nice. You know, some dogs are slow. Just the fact is, some of them are slow. She is very alert. A nice weight of it. If you're looking for a guard dog, this one, you would be like, not sure I want to come through that gate.
She would definitely deter some people that had the wrong intentions.
Yeah. And when they sneeze like that, it's because they're happy. They're doing that whole happy thing. You know, not sneeze, but do that thing. Okay, so tell us about Haven Humane. Anything else that's going on you want to share in this moment?
So we are going to start our March Madness special running next week to where we are actually significantly reducing the adoption fees on every animal at our shelter. She's trying to snuggle up to you now, Linda.
You're reducing the fees on the shelter because it's springtime.
It is spring, you know, and so we always like to run specials to give people the opportunity to come down and find a wonderful animal that fits into their home. And, you know, the adoption fees are not feasible for everybody, but we feel down at Haven Humane that every person, whether you're rich, poor, it doesn't matter. We want you to enjoy having a great animal like Maddie in your life.
That's fantastic. Okay. Hours of operation, and you open at what time? Because you always have somebody right there after. I would say this is a great dog.
You've not brought anything that
I wouldn't take home.
Me too. So our hours of operation are 11 to 5, Monday through Saturday. Mm-hmm. We do start answering our phones at 8:30. So if you had any questions about Maddie or any of our other animals, you could give us a call at 241-1653, and we'd be more than happy to help you out. And if you did want to come in and meet Maddie before 11 o'clock, just give us a call, and we'll set that up for you to where you can come in before we open.
Are you ready, Maddie?
Yeah, she looks like she's ready. Isn't she cute?
Oh, okay. She's ready, and there you go. There's the alarm, like we're going. All right, Spencer, from Haven Humane. Again, the address
is 7449 East Side Road.
All right. Well, we have just a minute. Thank you so much. We have just about a minute. Eric, do you have any questions? Or we're going to take I'd like to say that this portion of the show is, and by the way, to our guests. And to our listeners, Eric Wittstrom is here today. We've got a lot we're going to cover here this morning on politics.
Politics. We can talk about local economic stuff. And I'd like to throw out something a little bit different. I'd like to talk about some of the high school sports that are going on because I've had a good chance to see some of the – right now the winter sports are all competing, you know, in their divisional or regional or state championships, and we've had some local successes.
Fantastic. Well, you have a son that's about that age.
Yes, I do. I have a senior son, and Monday and Tuesday, we were at Mount Shasta Ski and Snow Park where they hosted the California State Alpine Skiing and Snowboard Championships for the state. So it was a big deal.
There was
about 200 participants, athletes from all over the state, from Southern California, from the Mammoth Bishop area, from the Tahoe area, the Sacramento schools, Bay Area schools, all competing in slalom and giant slalom for ski and snowboard. And our local kids, some of them did really, really
well.
Wow. So.
Well, you know our friends, the Goines, their daughter was on the girl Olympic team.
Yes, I did know that. In fact,
she lives here now.
She does live here now.
Yes.
Okay. I think she may have commented.
Being a doctor.
There's a boys and a girls ski team and a boys and a girls snowboard team. Our women's ski team, a young freshman who's been skiing, racing regularly, she won the slalom and tied on the giant slalom for first and is the fastest racer in the state. And then also, yesterday the snowboard ended, although I think they canceled the runs yesterday because of the weather, but they had runs on Wednesday. And the ski racer, the freshman ski racer, Sabrina Sutter, won giant slalom and slalom and the overall. And Sage Will, whose mom and dad live here in town and have Cantica Foods, she came in second in the state in snowboard. And so, and once again, also another freshman. So there's the future for Shasta Alpine. It looks really, really strong.
This is exciting. We'll talk more about this when we get back. This portion of the show is brought to you by the Properties of Merit and agent Aaron Richard. Aaron is accomplished top producing agent in depth knowledge of the real estate market and in around Reading. She's highly motivated. We know Aaron. Aaron is class act. You know, let me tell you something right now. So again, Merit Properties. And you know what? This is KCNR 1460. Linda Bott and Eric Woodstrom here with you this morning. We're going to be talking politics, North State sports, and all kinds of a thing. Northern economy here. We'll be right back.
She was crying when I first met her. Dawn Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Newly engaged, she had just crashed the vehicle they bought together. It had rolled over an embankment and every panel had to be repaired or replaced. A full paint job was also required. Our estimate was well over $20,000.
Now he won't want to marry me, she cried.
When he arrived, he comforted her and was glad she was safe. On the day of delivery, I learned they were moving out of state immediately. I had inspected the vehicle and test driven it myself, but a drive over a couple of states, in the mountains and long desert stretches made me feel uneasy. I was confident in our repair, but what if the unexpected happened? A few days later he called, and my heart skipped a beat. Hi Don, just wanted you to know the car drove perfectly, not even a squeak. It's times like this when I love this business. Coachmaster Collision Repair, Redding, California.
What do you get when you add Aaron Ryan, Bill Cundiff, and Bob Martin to an amazing lineup of guests on KCNR 1460 AM?
You get We the People Radio every Sunday from noon till 2. Join us anytime online at wethepeopleradio.us.
We the People Radio goes beyond the mainstream soundbites to bring you the entire story on politics, veterans affairs, land use, and private property rights. Join us online at wethepeopleradio.us, where we've always got environmental craziness, Agenda 21, Common Core, Foreign Affairs, and everything in between.
It's the most fun you can have while your blood pressure's going through the roof.
Join us this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. And we welcome your suggestions for future topics and guests at wethepeopleradio.us. We the People, now on Sundays from noon till 2 on AM 1460 KCNR.
Obtaining a home loan is easier than ever with your local hometown mortgage officer, Megastar Financial. Hi, I'm John Whitmarsh, and I promise to make your home purchase or refinance a smooth experience without headache or hassle. I offer competitive rates for conventional home loans, home improvement, FHA, VA, and USDA loans. So talk to me today, John Whitmarsh with Megastar Financial, because our home is right here, and I want to help you with yours. Call me at 530-945-9660 or find me at MegastarFinancial.com.
Megastar is an equal housing lender, MLS ID 30. 4-3. The trade school at Shasta Builders Exchange is hosting a fundraiser called the Electrician's Ball. Join us Friday, March 11th at the Red Lion Hotel and dine on salmon or prime rib prepared by Chef Kim Miller. Enjoy wines from the Mosley Family Cellars and be entertained by Linda Bott Jazz Ensemble. Invest at the Craftsman's Art Auction, a silent auction featuring the handcrafted artistry of local sculptors, painters, and craftsmen.
Tickets are $50 per person. Visit ShastaBE.com/events or call the Shasta Builders Exchange at 221-5556.
Raindrops are falling on my head.
Oh, yes.
And just like the guy's feet are too big for his
Where
bed.
Were you? Nothing Can you remember this? Eric, I'd be telling you.
Yes. Oh, my goodness.
Welcome back to our show here on KCNR 1460 on this Friday. Good morning, everybody.
Theme song from Butch Cassidy and Sundance Kid.
I know, but it just one of the... And you can remember that, you know, they're on their bikes and they're driving around on their bikes out in the field. And I mean, it was the cinematography on that was beautiful. And this, it just was a moment in time. It's kind of like... You know, ba ba da ba da ba da. Two guesses what that's from.
Yes.
You know, are you, there's certain just moments that sear into your brain. Anyway, welcome back to the show. Currently 54 degrees here in KCNR, and we do have flood warnings. With me today, our special guest is Eric Woodstrom, good friend for many years. You know, just to say right out, Five Star Bank. I've known Eric. We're both from Sacramento, grew up in Sacramento, and went to high school together. And then, lo and behold, years later, we run into each other in Reading.
Reconnected up in Reading.
At a Turtle Bay fundraiser.
Yes, we did.
Which is happening.
Which is
in a
coming
few
up.
Weeks.
Yes. Yes. Wonderful
That was
times.
The big top when we did it out at
Reconnected our friendship and... You know, our spouses, our friends, we all go out to get dinner and we have some things. We do some business and just...
You married a beautiful, a wonderful woman.
I married up.
She's just great. And Camille, you know, I was going to ask this question, I know, because let's get back to the sports and what it is. All right, so you have four kids.
Yes.
And you call them like the set one, set two.
Yes.
So set one.
Kyle and Ann, they're 25 and 24.
And let's talk about those kids, where they're going to school.
They're both out of school, both graduated. Kyle graduated from Sacramento State, and he's working in banking down in Sacramento. And took a little bit of time off after college to go play a little bit. Went over to Europe for about 6-7 weeks.
So good. He backpacked it.
Yes, he did. Good. With a couple friends. With a couple friends here locally. And then Annie.
I think everybody should do that.
Yes. Like we talked about, he was worried about it. He saved up enough money.
Scary.
It's like, go.
It's not scary.
It's not a rehearsal. Yeah. If you can, go.
Yeah, and you don't know what you're going to get. You know, these are the really enriching things in life that he will forever have because he was, you know, obviously single and not bogged down with a job and probably had some real big life lessons in that time.
Wonderful experience. Saw some wonderful parts of Europe. And then Ann, our 24-year-old, also graduated from Chico, went back and got her credentials, and she's a seventh grade math and science teacher at Anderson Middle School.
Math and science.
Yes.
So you guys had the wanderlust.
The two. Yeah, we had.
And then you have the brain. So okay. So now, I want to ask this question because
sure.
For people who have you know, kids that have, you know, gone through getting their college education and they're in the real world now, paying real, you know, taxes, what it is. Are they politically involved?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, they're certainly aware, and we have discussions. We've had them, though, since their, you know, really since their high school government classes where they had to research propositions or an election coming up. In fact, I talk about Annie was 17, and it was 8 years ago, and the election was coming up, and she was not old enough to vote, and she really wanted to vote. And so we sat down, and she'd done the research and all the propositions. They talked about candidates, and we sat down, and she filled out my ballot.
Wow.
So we did it together. It was a wonderful experience.
Oh.
Yeah, they're definitely aware and you know, involved in a way that they know what's going on. They're forming their own ideas on politics, and I think that's healthy. You know, they know what mine are and what Camille's are, and sometimes we don't always agree.
Well, that's okay. But, I think
yeah,
it's good.
It is healthy. Absolutely okay.
It's healthy to agree to disagree. I think, You know, I hope we're starting to see that, especially after last night's debate.
Yes.
That we're starting to see that, okay, and we'll get that in a little bit. But I think when you talk about that, I wonder how many people really sit down with their children or their teenagers or when they're getting of the age where they're going to be able to vote and talk to them about their feelings, not their persuasions from Jenny at school, but their own minds, developing their own minds. And why do you think that?
Yeah.
And where did you learn that? Was from a teacher, you know, this indoctrination or something being ingrained? Like, why is it hip to feel that way? Or how do you really feel? Let's take you away from your friends in your school or whatever it is.
Start forming your own thoughts.
Yeah, why do you feel that way? As if you were on an island and you were king, why do you feel that way?
A really, really good example is our younger daughter, Jessica, is 18, and she's over at University of Nevada, Reno. You're a freshman at University of Nevada, Reno. And when the commentary came out about Bernie Sanders and, you know, free college for everybody and let's do this and that, that girl was so fired up about how she had worked so hard to get in. She knows what we sacrificed to get in, to pay tuition, to get her through, that you had to make a choice because you couldn't go to any school. Some are more expensive and some people can't afford it. But there's an education for anybody that wants to pursue it. And I think that's what gets lost in this conversation on upper education. Anybody that wants to pursue education can if they put the time and effort into it. Money does not hold them back. You hear the stories of them coming out with a couple hundred thousand in college student loans. Those were choices they made, not the colleges. And they could still get a college degree, maybe not from where they wanted to go, mm-hmm. but they could still get a college degree with without having to incur that level of debt. But they made a choice, and it just fired her up to say, after all we've been through and the selection I did and weeding through schools and costs and travel and making an informed decision, to say that everybody should just have free college, she was embarrassed. It was
good
just really
her.
Fun to see. All of a sudden, I didn't know she was feeling this, and all of a sudden, my wife forwarded me, you know, a message that she'd sent, and it was
wow.
It was really made me it was a proud papa moment.
Well, good for her, because you know they did last night I was watching Waters World, and they had I guess Imus in the morning. I can't think of her name right now, but I love how she like puts him in his place. But she was taking his place. It was called the hard hat moment. So she went out with the construction workers in New York City, you know, the hard hat guys, and asked them who they're voting for and so on and so forth. And one guy said, oh, I think, you know, I'm not rich. I think free education should be for everybody. And I thought, you know, but it can't be free. Somebody has to get paid. How do you pay the teachers?
When she came home,
how do you pay for the property and the electricity? Denmark taxes.
She sees the ones that have been, you know, that maybe come from a very wealthy family that are given a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And when they get to college and have to work on their own, many of them are motivated, but there's a core group and it's fairly common characteristic. They're just not motivated, and they're not earning their education by working at it and giving it. And so, you know, and we had a really good discussion when she came home for a break about free education and about education and who shouldn't. Anybody that wants to can get it if they have the grades and the initiative to do it. Can get a college education. It's not cost prohibitive, but you have to sacrifice.
And
that's what makes it, you know, that much better.
Well, my brother went to medical school. He went to the first medical school the first year that Reno opened. And he was embarrassed about it because it's not Ivy League.
It wasn't Stanford.
But now it's got a huge reputation.
It's a
wonderful
school.
But he was the first.
I didn't know that.
And so he worked three jobs.
Yep.
And my mom had always complained he would come home and sleep. He would be in there sleeping. So he worked three jobs. He went to school. And I think my grandfather had some kind of pension where I think $600
helped
a month.
Sure.
That's what they gave
Everybody
him.
Pitches in.
$600 bucks a month. The rest he had to do. So when he got out of school after 11 years,
Yes.
He was a double anesthesiologist internist.
Okay.
He did have loans. I don't know how much, but I know it took him a couple years.
It wasn't something that just crippled him.
No, it wasn't $300,000.
Right.
But he did put him. Anyway, we have to take a break here. Thank you so much. I'll be right back. We're going to be talking about some local politics. Eric Woodstrom is my guest. You know, he's on every kind of board. Of course, with the banking right now. Let's talk about what happened last night with... oh, my gosh, I watched it this morning, and I thought it was great.
Today.
Oh, yes. And how about Ben Carson getting behind Trump?
Oh, boy.
That is pretty cool. We'll be right back. KCNR 1460.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Are you a trivia geek? Think you know pop culture? Are you ready for a challenge?
Yeah? No? Maybe? Whatever. It's fun, and that's all that matters. Grab your friends and head down to Wind River Resort and Casino and play the River Trivia Challenge. Live every Tuesday night at 8 o'clock inside Overtime Lounge. Test your knowledge and show your skills by playing the River Trivia Challenge for a chance to win free slot play and fantastic prizes. For official rules and details, log on to WindRiver.com. Trivia is better at the river. Join us at Wind River Resort and Casino's Overtime Lounge as we make your Wednesdays more entertaining with Comedy Night. Enjoy a comical, knee-slapping good time with live comedians every Wednesday. Show starts at 8. What would be great after a long day at the office? Drinks, laughs, hoots and giggles with friends, and a live comedy show every Wednesday night. Enjoy the humor with different comedians every week. No cover charge. For all the details, log on to WindRiver.com. Must be 21 to attend this hilarious event. Comedy is better at the river.
Hi, I'm Mary McCurdy, and I represent Properties by Merit. We are a locally owned full-service real estate firm. Whether you are buying or selling, I can help. Call me today at 949-1550 or check out my website at marymccurdy.com. At Properties by Merit, we make your dreams become reality. Call or text me at 949-1550.
Properties by Merit is California Corporation licensed by the California Bureau of Real Estate. California BRE license number 019-45816.
Charlie Brown, Snoopy, and the whole Peanuts gang are coming to Turtle Bay. Starting February 5th, Peanuts Naturally will bring Peanuts comic strips, videos, and objects and interactive stations to Turtle Bay. Learn how Charles Schulz explored the natural world through the Peanuts and see what kind of misadventures the gang gets into. Presented by Record Searchlight and Dennis and Cheryl Bambauer and organized by the Charles M. Schulz Museum. For park hours and information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
Welcome back to KCNR 1460. This portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Joe and Shelley, the owners of Tobacco and Brew, have been there for years, do so much for our community, very, very much a big outreach for our veterans. Go in and get your coffee beans by the pound. Tobacco and Brew inside is Espresso Joe's, walk next door to the largest walk-in humidor in the North State. If you love your cigars, they're always reaching out. They do specials and they do the grab a bag where you can try a different kinds of styles and brands. So 2143 Hilltop Drive portion of this show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. Currently 54 degrees in the downtown studios. We do have a flood warning watch. Can you believe
Bring
it?
Your life raft.
Love it, love it, love it. Now until Sunday, 6 p.m. And today, heavy rain with showers tonight. Weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Our guest this morning is Eric Woodstrom. Welcome back.
Great to be here, Linda.
All
Thank
right.
you very much for having me on a Friday morning.
I couldn't think of a funner person to co-host with me while Carl is off in the rain
now
with Ted Leidy.
Tromping through wet grass and weeds and mud.
You know, Ted Leidy was just received a national award because Ted founded this organization for kids that came from it's about mentoring.
Yes.
And kids that perhaps maybe don't have a mentoring figure where they can't afford it or
just haven't had the opportunity.
Right, what the guidelines are, I'm not really sure, but you know, they individually will go out. Ted will take a person out and take them on a turkey hunt. Teach them about, rifles and guns and safety. And this kid gets an experience. And so it's really close to Ted's heart. So he's got Carl out there today because he would like to have Carl be one of those guys that's on this.
To help out with their next event.
Okay. So that's where he is.
That's fun. No, it's good. You know, and it's some of it's teaching the kids to have fun and, to be able to learn about firearms safely, but a lot of it's about respect. It's about letting them see adults and interacting with adults, and that the kids see that there are responsible and respectful adults in their lives and around them. And I think all those experiences, whether it's what Carl and Ted are doing today, or a lot of the other events around town that are youth oriented for those that are disadvantaged. Brings them on. There's so many kids that I now run into that were peers of my older kids, our older kids, and they maybe didn't have everything that a lot of other kids have. They didn't, they didn't have the new baseball glove or the new, the new hat, or be able to get to everything they wanted to. But they just when we see them now, and you see them in a responsible position, whatever it is, working, earning a living, contributing back, these little experiences help shape them to be, better adults. And I think it's really important to do.
Mentoring is huge. And I know that you do that with scouting.
Yes. Yep. No, I've been involved with scouts for a long time with both of our boys. Our youngest son, Jens, now is 17, and this is his first year that he hasn't been in scouts. We also were involved with a lot of the youth athletics, coaching and hauling kids around and doing
a lot of
things.
Well, this is what you talked about at the first part of the show. You wanted to talk about, in fact, it's on the cover, Youngsters Ready to Spell
Success.
Oh,
yes, look at that.
But you were also talking about kids, the sports. again, like if there's a family that's broken, but you're saying that we're in agreement that if... Somebody's having, excuse me, that just all of a sudden came up. A little frog. Get out of here.
Friday morning frog.
Whoa. Well, my husband did get up at 3:45. You know what happens after that. So, anyway, what it is to have an outlet. A positive outlet with a routine and expectation.
A little bit of structure, but also some fun and learning and to do something different than they, especially for kids. And we have a higher population of them in Shasta County than you do than in a lot of areas of the state that maybe don't have the opportunities that you would have if you lived in Southern California or something else, and to provide them the opportunity to be a part of a team, to be equal with all their peers in a setting, on the sports field or in the gym or on the ski slopes. It's a ton of fun, and it's a great experience for them. It helps them realize that even though their individual circumstances may not be perfect, none of ours are, that they have the opportunity to compete and grow. And the reward for all those coaches out there and parents that have hauled kids around is to see them 10 years later being responsible adults and contributing back to the community.
That's fantastic. Okay, so we talked about the first two. So was it planned? I mean, is that kind of a gross?
Yes, it was.
I don't know if it's aggressive, gross question. I don't think it is. It's
okay.
You have the second.
Yes, about 5 years later, we had two more. It wasn't quite 5 years ago, so it was a little under 5 years. But the two were up and out of diapers, and we thought, this is kind of fun. Hey, let's be crazy. Let's have a couple more kids.
Did you? So, I love that.
And so we have, you know, our daughter Jessica, who's a freshman at University of Adirondack. We talked a little bit about her. And then Jen,
cheerleader.
Cheerleader, yes, on the national stage. Was able to travel to Texas A&M and perform in front of 105,000 people.
Is she doing like the jumping and the big, like, you know, where they stack up and they do that kind of
thing? She's done all that, yes. And they have four different teams. They have a dance team, they have a tumbling team, they have a stunt team, and a cheerleading team. And so she's been participating mostly in cheerleading, but mm-hmm. in the past she's done stunting. And
so she has pom poms.
Yes, she does.
Oh,
and so done now. Their basketball team is finished. They did the football and men's and women's basketball. But it gave her a chance to, you know, to be engrossed in school with a group of other students. Right away, had a peer group and a support group there. That, you know, if it's a big school, it's a big shift to move from Reading to a university, and you know, a lot of 18-year-olds, every one of them, you know, struggle with how do I fit in, and so it gave her a chance to have a group to help her fit in and, you know, find her own stride and find her own person, and it's been a great experience first year. So
that's fun for you guys too.
It's a lot of fun. We had a chance to go where it's close enough where you can get over there for the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And then our youngest son, Jens, is a senior at Shasta High School.
And you were saying he's on the ski?
He's on the ski team. He's on the Alpine ski team.
Is the Alpine ski team from the high school, or is that at?
No, it's from the high school. Enterprise has one. Foothill has one this year. UPrep didn't have any racers this year, but they've had them in the past. Their Central Valley's had them. So a number of the area schools, Red Bluff has a strong program. The Chico schools have a strong program. And they go up there and they have a series of six races that then determines who qualifies for the state championships. And the state championships rotates around between the north state, the middle part, which is the Tahoe area, and Southern California, and that's Mammoth,
mm-hmm.
For hosting the state championships. This year, fortunately, we had snow, and fortunately, it was at Mount Shasta, and the people at Mount Shasta Ski and Sports Park just put on a great, great program. They have a nonprofit that teaches racing to those kids that want to take it a little more seriously than high school sports, and they actually ran the races, and they were just out there working their tail off to make, you know, to show off the North State. We had about 200 athletes and their families coming to the North State to compete for all week. And they're coming from all over, and most of them weren't even aware that there was a little ski area up here. But wow, what a show they put on! The race course itself, technically and challenge wise, is the hardest one they'll race on all year. And you know, when you think about the Tahoe area, Squaw Valley and Alpine,
that's our area, where we grew up,
or Mammoth Lakes and Mammoth Mountain. What a huge mountain that is. To come to, you know, Mount Shasta Ski and Snowboard Park, compete, have a challenging race course that really separated, you know, the good skiers and good snowboarders. I still jokingly call snowboarding a fad, but it is no longer a fad.
That was before our era.
Yes, it was.
It seems like if you're growing up now, you want to snowboard for, you no longer skis. You want to snowboard. And, gosh, I don't know. Because we grew up in Sacramento, so we were close to, of course, Tahoe and Reno, all the wonderful ski areas. Now, I didn't ski. I mean, I later in life skied like in my 20s. But so when you were a skier.
Yes.
So where did you go?
We skied an awful lot, usually up Highway 80 and, you know, the Sugar Bowl,
first
Boreal,
place.
Alpines, you know, and Squaw.
Sugar Bowl was the closest to Sacramento. You could get there in what? 40 minutes?
40 minutes, to an hour, depending on weather. Actually, you know, I worked about seven winters up there on...
You did?
Yeah, as a volunteer on the weekends as ski patrol, and so it was wonderful.
Ski patrol? My goodness, I didn't know that.
You get a ride up Friday and stay there through Sunday.
Oh,
ski free, eat free, and they had bunk beds in the patrol room.
Oh, how fun!
So it was a wonderful way to grow up through my high school years and early college years.
I love that. That's great. And you know what? You're doing something that's kind of noble. You're on. You're,
I guess so.
Yeah.
helping those when they crash. Most of the time, we were out in the backcountry skiing hard, but it was a ton of fun.
My goodness! So you did great you have experience. To bring the
toboggans? Yeah,
the toboggans. Somebody yeah. be oh
yep.
my
Somebody's
god.
Fallen and cut
so
themselves
you're good.
Or broken something.
You're one of those good guys.
Well, I used to be. And then, you know, we lived in Southern California for about 20 years and didn't get a lot of skiing in down there, but it has been wonderful to be back up here and be able to get back up on the hill.
Oh, that's great. And your kid takes over.
Yes, and he's doing it. And he's, all of our kids have skied. The girls now prefer snowboarding. The boys still ski. And
okay.
So it's a lot of fun to, you know, to get together as a family and get out on the slopes.
I need to be. I remember skiing one time for I think it was a couple days or whatever. I must have gotten a boot that was too small because I know people can relate to this.
Yes.
I lost both of my big toenails.
Oof.
Because yeah. my boots, I was stuck
they
on that hill
fit.
All day long and they were, forget about it. So, you know, that I remember that was a year long of remembering how. Do I want
yeah.
to ski again?
No, that's it. Parents will ask, you know, my kid wants to learn to ski or they want to go up and snowboard. You know, do you have any advice? And the two pieces of advice are get comfortable boots and make sure they're warm.
Right.
Because if they're warm and have comfortable boots, they'll have a good experience.
Well, coming back good. After the break, let's talk about a couple things that are happening nationally in the headlines.
Yes.
And later on, we're going to be talking about local politics, what you're seeing. Some of the boards that you're on, what's happening with banking, what you're seeing with maybe what's going on with the political process, and is that affecting the economy here in the North State? Because you are definitely right
yes.
in the heart of all that stuff. So when we come back, Eric Woodstrom's the guest here. My name's Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio, and we're very excited to have you with us this morning here on KCNR 1460. We'll be right back after these messages.
Wellgate Sports Club has dedicated themselves to creating an environment that supports your personal goals, whatever they may be. That's because Wellgate Sports Club is more than just a gym. Wellgate is Reading's first premier sports club with a staff, programs, and 23,000 square foot facility designed to give you an exceptional experience every day. Now it's never been easier to take advantage of incredible amenities, including Reading's only indoor saltwater pool, outdoor jacuzzi, sauna, luxury towel service, and over 130 exercise classes designed from beginners to experts. For a limited time, you can become a member of Wellgate Sports Club with no enrollment fee. That's a $99 value. In addition, Wellgate Sports Club will provide you with 3 personal training sessions and a nutrition consultation absolutely free. That's another $225 value. There's never been a better time or a better place to get started. Call 768-1205 today for your personal tour. Or stop by 1740 Eureka Way and don't forget to visit online at WellgateSportsClub.com. Wellgate Sports Club, where you'll experience exceptional every day.
The guys from Shasta Lake Floors have just got back from visiting flooring manufacturers from around the world, keeping up with the newest technology in floor covering. Several years ago, Shasta Lake Floors introduced Smart Strand Triexta, the most stain-resistant carpet in the industry. This year, we have discovered innovations in hardwood floors with scratch resistance like never before. Having been in the flooring business for over 40 years, we understand the importance of service and product knowledge. You have our word that Shasta Lake Floors will always offer you products and provide the service best suited to your needs. Whether it be Smart Strand, the bleach-resistant carpet, luxurious Karastan carpets, or hardwood and towels of excellent quality, Shasta Lake Floors offers the best products installed by the area's best-trained technicians. And Shasta Lake Floors can guarantee the lowest price on even the most luxurious floor coverings. 8-time winner of Best in the North State, Shasta Lake Floors is a place to go for your new floors or granite countertops. And yes, we have financing up to 48 months. Come and see us at 4052 Shasta Dam Boulevard in the city of Shasta Lake. We are now open on Sundays. Visit us Saturday and Sunday, 10 to 4.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
If there were a house in the
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR 1460 here on Free Fire Radio. This is Linda Bott, and our special guest today is Eric Woodstrom from Five Star Bank. What's your title? Everything.
Well, it's officially the president of the Northern Valley region, which is Chico and Redding, and
I always want to say
and everything
CEO.
In between. And I'm also the chief banking officer of the bank, so I have the leadership role at the bank. You know, we're headquartered in Sacramento. We have several offices through the Sacramento region, and then Chico and here, and we serve commercial customers and business customers and individuals. Providing them banking services and, both deposit and loans for different productive things.
Nothing but wonderful experiences with our relationship with you. Five Star Bank.
Us too. It's been rewarding. We talk about banking and I've had the chance to, do a lot of things in banking. I've, with a national consulting company. I've been with the U.S. Treasury as a bank examiner. Worked in banking in Southern California with a couple banks that needed to kind of be pulled up by the bootstraps and turned around. And then I've spent the last 15, 16 years in banking up here in the North State. And have a chance to talk to kids and adults and people about banking. And, the perception of the banker is that they've got a lot of money. We've got a lot of other people's money, and we put it in a safe place, and we lend it out, and we help create opportunity for our customers. That's what we live through our customers, really. That our customers are the risk takers and the ones doing things, like you and Carl, taking the risk, saying we're going to open a radio station and go. And we're the ones that provide one part of the puzzle to get it done. But it's our customers that we really get excited about when we see them succeed. And there's a zillion different examples of that through the North State and through Northern California at Five Star Bank that, it's really rewarding to walk around town, see a customer's business, see them succeed, see them grow, see them do what they want to do and achieve, their personal and their financial goals. It's a ton of fun.
Well, that's fantastic. You're getting to see it from another view.
Yes.
And of course, the negative and the positive of what's happening right now, from your perspective, as a banker, and you, again, your office is always filled with people coming in that own businesses.
That own business, that sign the checks. Yes.
That own businesses.
Yes.
There is a key.
They're making decisions that not only affect their lives, but affect their employees' lives. And affect their own customers' lives, and they're making those decisions in a way that, they make a profit. Profits aren't bad, in spite of what you might hear about, a business. Profits aren't bad because they allow, businesses to reinvest in capital and in people to keep growing.
Are people, I don't want to throw a negative slant here.
No, that's okay.
Okay, I just want to
put it out there.
I need to ask. Are people concerned right now as we go into the next few months with our political regime perhaps changing?
Absolutely. I think that, there's a component of the business community and the community as large that's vocal about a lot of things. But there's a large component that are watching what's going on and wondering and really worried about the direction that we as a country are going to go.
Mm-hmm.
Are we going to continue to be a world power, and the leader in the world? Or are we not? What are we going to do domestically? And all of that affects how we go about our, day-to-day lives, how we run our businesses, whether we expand, buy new trucks or a new building or, add employees. I think right now that there's the sense that I get from a lot of business owners are is kind of a wait and see. Let's wait and see who's gonna be our next president. Are we going to have gridlock back in Washington, D.C.? Are we going to get stuff done? Are we going to make it smoother, simpler for businesses to operate and succeed? Are we going to make it harder for them? Are we going to put, you know, roadblocks in front of them? And government, we've had this discussion locally, regionally, at the state level, and at the national level. Government doesn't create jobs. Government either gets in the way or gets out of the way of creating jobs for private enterprise. And so that's the choice that government has. And I think we see two very, very different views on government and its role in economic development, you know, in the president debate. And we see it, you know, in all of ours. Not that there shouldn't be a government and there shouldn't be some basic principles and rules that we all follow so that we have an orderly society, an orderly city, and we all go out, we drive on the right side, we stop at red lights, we go at green lights. But
that's called law.
Yeah, that's
we're
called law
abiding.
And we have some structure to it. But our representatives have a choice of whether they're gonna get in the way of businesses or get out of the way of the businesses. And that's really what it comes down to. And I think that, you know, a lot right now, there's a lot of concern that we're going to have a government that just gets, you know, continues to get more in the way.
Right. Okay. So here's a question I have for you as a leader, because I know that you you have to lead the bank, and you,
yes,
you know, you're on so many boards where you have a leadership role. So you're a doer.
Yes.
Okay, so how...
Idle time is not healthy for me.
Right. How do you... Yeah, if you're not... And then you're skiing off the mountain, skiing on the mountain. So how... Here's a question, and this is to the haves and the have-nots mentality.
Yes.
The government should take care of me, work in the system. How do you teach years of perhaps generations of what it is to be on welfare, on the dole, thinking that that's your right,
that's the
without
right and the
giving
role,
in.
And that's your future.
And there are some rules in other states that are starting to say after 3 months or 4 months, if you can't show us that you have productivity in some certain, I don't even know exactly what it is, then we can no longer issue
provide
you.
This
I
benefit.
Love that.
Yeah.
What it was originally set up to be.
And in fact, you know, that movement really started with Bill Clinton and when unemployment, and where there was a requirement to go out and look for a job, be productive if you're going to continue to get benefits. And it's broken down. It's taken different iterations depending on the political ill of our leaders. But how do you break that? I think the my experience, and it, you know, my experience is limited to California. It's been in the big city and the little city and everything in between. There's at the adult level, you have to provide opportunity. And adults, many adults will break that cycle. Some are just never going to. And those, some you're just not going to change at the adult level. But some of them you need to provide opportunity. And they have to be willing to sacrifice. But most of them aren't willing to sacrifice until they see some opportunity. So it's providing a job and providing a new opportunity. Maybe it's providing retraining for an industry that's no longer available. So if that's government's role, I think that's a healthy role that government have. When you have a part of your population that's unemployed and because that job is obsolete, to provide them new skills so that they can be productive again. Most people feel great worth when they're productive, whether it's, you know, building a widget, whether it's digging a hole, finishing a job. But that's where it needs to start, I think, at the adult level, is providing opportunity.
I completely in agreement with that, and that's why we have, this is kind of an interesting segue because we're talking about it. The Shasta Builders Exchange event is tonight. It's called the Electrician's Ball, and it's not just like, you know, hey, Electrician's Ball at, you know, Chapter 545. It's not that. It's an event that's raising funds, and the funds will go to scholarships to help those who need it to learn a trade.
Yes.
That's what we're talking about. Somebody actually expressing interest to become a welder or an electrician or a plumber. This is what happens with the Shasta Builders Exchange. So tonight, if you can buy tickets. Come tonight. You know, my jazz trio is going to be there. Kim Miller, the executive chef, Kim Miller. Craftsman Art Auction. But better than that, the $50 you'll spend on your ticket tonight goes towards a scholarship to help somebody to feel like they're really contributing to society and doing something that they can do forever in their life with their trade. So anyway, that Eric Wittstrom's my guest. Coming up, Jake Mangus. We got some good news there.
That'll be fun.
We'll be right back on KTNR 1460.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew. Ben Carson says he and Donald Trump have buried the hatchet. Praising Trump today is more cerebral than most people realize.
That's the Donald Trump that you're going to start seeing more and more of right now.
As for Trump, he says he's thrilled to have Carson's backing.
Dr. Ben Carson was respected by everybody. Everybody wanted his endorsement, and everybody loves him and truly, truly admires what he's done.
Carson gave his endorsement at a news conference today in Palm Beach, Florida. Civility ruled the stage at the Republican debate in Miami last night.
The Miami debate was a kinder, gentler affair than previous matchups, but there still were sharp differences. On the Iran deal, Donald Trump voiced his disgust.
It's a staple in my speeches that may be the worst single deal I've ever seen negotiated.
But Ted Cruz shot back at Trump.
His answer to everything is if only someone smarter were in government, things would be better. No, we don't just need smarter people in government. We need leaders that are protecting American interests.
Greg Clugston, Miami.
The U.S. Justice Department says there is probable cause that a locked iPhone used by one of the San Bernardino killers contains evidence about what it went into the eventual Muslim terrorist attack.
Federal prosecutors say in a new court filing the government and the community need access to the phone, adding that Apple must comply with a court order to make the device available. The government response sets the stage for a March 22nd hearing at which lawyers for Apple and the Justice Department will argue their case before a federal magistrate.
That's correspondent Jeremy House. Capital One teaming up with Amazon now to let owners of Amazon's Echo smart speaker system pay their bills and get other account information through voice commands. Amazon's Echo speakers use a voice command service called Alexa to help users perform a variety of tasks. Capital One will let users check their credit card balance, review recent transactions, and pay their credit card bills all by voice. More of these stories from townhall.com.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels, America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
Miracles are God's way of letting us know He's here.
From the producers of Heaven is for Real, Miracles from Heaven.
There's currently no cure for Anna's condition.
We're not giving up.
Based on the incredible true story.
So you're telling me that when this baby girl fell 30 feet, she hit her head just right and it healed her?
Yes.
That's impossible.
Miracles from Heaven, starring Jennifer Garner, in theaters Wednesday, March 16th. Rated PG, parental guidance suggested. Tickets and showtimes at miraclesfromheaven-movie.com.
Attorney General Loretta Lynch was grilled yesterday about some wrinkles in the current immigration laws at an oversight hearing on Capitol Hill.
Senator Patrick Leahy is angry.
I've never heard such a stupid, stupid, stupid thing.
He's referring to a recent report in which an immigration judge said three-year-olds could be taught immigration law and represent themselves in court without a lawyer. Attorney General Loretta Lynch responded.
In no way does the Department of Justice feel that children of that age, or even, frankly, children even older, can or should represent themselves individually.
Lynch adds the judge was speaking in a personal capacity. Senator Leahy says he would have fired that judge had it been otherwise. Linda Kenyon, Capitol Hill.
Officials are warning that northern Louisiana is not out of the woods yet when it comes to high water, with more rain in the forecast. There were numerous high water rescues yesterday of both stranded families and animals. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew. A recall of pistachio nuts over health concerns. We get the details from correspondent Ron DeRockstra.
Sold under the brands of Wonderful, Paramount Farms, and Trader Joe's, the pistachios have been recalled after health officials in nine states say they're investigating 11 cases of possible salmonella contamination. Packages were distributed in retail outlets in Texas and Louisiana between January 22nd and February 3rd. And officials say although no illnesses have been reported, Salmonella can cause severe, sometimes fatal infections in young children, frail or elderly people, and consumers with weakened immune systems.
That's correspondent Ron DeRockstra. General Motors has acquired a small software company that's been testing driverless vehicles on the streets of San Francisco. The carmaker says it purchased Cruise Automation, a 40-person firm that was founded just 3 years ago, all with the hopes of speeding up development of self-driving cars, which have yet to catch on with the public. More information on these stories from townhall.com from Washington. I'm Bob Agnew.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to KCNR 1460 in our 8 o'clock hour. This is Linda Bott. And I can say I'm sitting in for Carl, but, you know, we usually do this together, but... Today, sitting in Carl's place, is Eric Wittstrom from President and CEO. That's what I'm going to call you.
That's fine.
Of the North State Division of Five Star Bank.
Local banker.
Oh, this portion of the show is brought to you by, no, you're not, Alliance Heating and Air, serving the North State for over 20 years with outstanding service to all models and makes of heating and cooling system. They are our what our company of choice that comes to service our air conditioning and heater. Warranties guaranteed 7 days a week and 24-hour service. Alliance Heating and Air. Give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org. Now, love our Market Minute from Wells Fargo Advisors with Susan Eastman. Good morning. What's going on?
Good morning, Linda. Good morning, everyone. Well, stocks are rallying this morning. The Dow is up 183 points to 17,178. The S&P 500 is gaining 20 points at 2010. The NASDAQ composite is up 61 points at 4,723. Active stocks on the NASDAQ, Microsoft up 60 cents, trading at 52.65. Apple positive 89 cents at 102.06. eBay up 31 cents at $24 even. Local stocks of interest, FedEx up $1.81, trading at 143.42. PepsiCo positive a penny at 179. And Bank of Commerce up 9 cents, trading at $6.53. Treasuries are down along the yield curve. The 10-year note is priced to yield 1.95%. And for commodities, gold is down $4.30 an ounce at $12.68. Silver off 8 cents at $15.61. And crude oil up 70 cents, trading at $40 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Thank you, Susan. I really like this gal, and she's got so much on the ball. Currently 53 degrees in the downtown studios. Downtown Reading, we are up for a flood watch here. Now until 6 p.m. on Sunday. Looks like we have rain all day with showers tonight. Highs of 56, lows of 45. Tomorrow calls for heavy rain again with our highs of 53 and our lows of 43. And Sunday calls for a rain heavy at times. Gusts up to 25 miles per hour. Just chances of rain. That's all we can see across the forecast.
Rain.
We thank God every minute that we've got it here. Weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Each and every time you read the weather, they are weather sponsors. For our customers are warm friends, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. 365-3793. Now on with our show this morning, we have a very special guest. And Eric, would you like to introduce our new Chamber of Commerce President.
Jake Mangus. Welcome, Jake.
Thanks a lot, Eric.
Thank you, Linda. Yes, it's very wonderful to be a part of this wonderful community here in Redding, California, in the heart of the Golden Circle. Oh, wait, that was a while back. Remember, that's a throwback term there.
Oh, yes, in the heart of the Golden
yes,
Circle?
Yes, you can travel 1 hour in any direction and be in the middle of a beautiful, you know, location, whether it's Mount Lassen.
Natural environment,
you could be up in... you know, Mount Shasta dominating the north, or the glorious Trinity Alps sovereigns in the west.
Oh, I love that.
And then somewhere down south.
Or you could be right in the middle of town
on
the Sacramento River catching a trophy rainbow trout.
Yes.
So we know that the natural resources abound, and that's one of the reasons why we love Reading.
I'm totally sold, man. Okay,
wow.
Sign me up. Well, Jake, you know, I've heard news that, you know, I think Eric and I, and I know you were talking with Eric before you came on about some stuff that we're going to get to the juicy stuff here
sure.
in a minute. But for those people who are listening right now, give us a little bit of what's going on with the Chamber of Commerce. You were, what'd you get a call? How did it happen, this change?
So I had been with Northern Valley Catholic Social Service for a little more than 10 years, and that was a
doing
wonderful
good work.
Experience. Absolutely. What attracted me to that organization was the amazing mission, making a difference in our communities across the North State. And so I wasn't actively seeking new employment, but a couple of guys on the search committee and then Frank Strazzarino, my predecessor, reached out as well and said, I think you would be really good at this and you ought to consider it. And so I had one of those classic conversations with the missus, and we decided, you know,
now's the time.
This is the time to see this one through, because of it being also a community building opportunity, because it really is. I mean, it's building the community by building the business community, and those really seem to be inseparable. At NVCSS, my role was the director of development. So I wasn't on the front lines providing that service to those in need. Instead, I was taking that good work and using that to inspire people to give. And at the top of that donor pyramid, it was always the small business owner, the local business owners who were making the difference for us as far as writing the checks and investing in the community. So we just had the Reading Chamber of Commerce's, it used to be the Chambery, and now it's called the Legends and Leaders Gala. And when you see those who are honored, like our Citizen of the Year this year was Arch Pugh.
Love Arch.
It was just an
yes.
easy decision.
He's amazing.
Oh,
yes.
My gosh. I feel so privileged that he and I are connected in some way, and that was my first Legends and Leaders Gala, and to have that Citizen of the Year decision choice right there. But he said, it's the community that feeds you. And I don't think that there's any coincidence that those who have been successful in business also give to their community. So how do we make a difference at the Chamber? We do that through creating a positive economic environment and job creation and all that kind of stuff. And so at the end of my first 2 months, it's been apparent that there are a lot of people that are very optimistic about Reading, and there's a lot of momentum right now in this community. So knowing that there are a lot of challenges that we experience as well, this is a great time, I think, to be in this role within the community to move us forward.
Well, that's fantastic. So now you've got, can you close the door?
Absolutely. We're going to have a private conversation now.
Okay.
We can trust you out there.
We'll put the cone of silence down.
Maxwell Smart.
Totally. That's our era. Okay. So President and Chief Executive Officer, when did that take place officially?
Okay, so my first day was January 4th. And I arrived, and my office was filled with balloons, and there was a cork on the desk, and I'm going, what is this? And then Vicki Wilkinson and Valerie Washburn came in, the two ladies who have a lot of institutional knowledge there, you could say. So they came in the office, and they were laughing, and I said, so what's with this cork? And they said, well, blowing up all of those balloons manually, we had to do something. They actually had an air compressor, but it was a good story. So that was a great welcome, and it's been a baptism by fire, I would say. A lot of new people and new information. The organization just recently went through a rebrand, a new logo under the leadership of our board, and this year led by Courtney McElvain of Stiefel. And the slogan is, we champion your business, and we do that through partnership, advocacy, and resources. So expanding upon those and talking with our businesses and saying, so how can we do that for you? What does that mean? That's been kind of the big emphasis at this point for me. At the heart of it, you see the advocacy word. And I have learned over time so far that a lot of our other complementary business organizations lean on the Chamber to take the lead in advocacy. And that's a great role for the Chamber. So I think it was week two on the job. I was at City Council speaking in support of the Dignity Health Wellness Project along the Sacramento River,
Fantastic,
yeah. And I think because we're 100% privately funded, it gives us that opportunity.
You're 100% privately funded, member-based, represent the members. And the members are 700, 800 strong right now.
That's right. We've had 40 new members since January 4th, and I've taken it upon myself to be to carry the banner for the organization. So I'm out visiting with people and sharing with them why they should join the chamber or why they should come back. We've got new investment levels, a new case for support. Under each investment level, we detail the benefits they're going to receive that's tangible, that they can see it in the bottom line. Because when times were tough during the recession, I think people said, what can we live with? What can we live without? And folks knew that we were behind the scenes working on their behalf. But if you can't see it in the bottom line, it's easy to say, we can live without that and know they're going to continue to do the good work. So,
well, we have to take a break. You want to take us out, Eric?
No, go ahead.
All right. Well, you're listening to KTNR 1460, Jake Magazine. Love it. Put you on the spot, buddy.
Yeah.
Eric Wittstrom is our co-host today, and Jake Mangus is our guest here. We're talking about businesses here in the North State. We've got lots to cover here, and maybe at the end of the program we'll talk a little bit about national politics and if that's going to be affecting us at all and what you're feeling on that. We'll be right back. KTNR 1460.
Jay Leno, Saturday, March 26th, 8 p.m., Reading Civic Auditorium.
Police say an 84-year-old man pepper sprayed a security guard during a dispute at a retirement community bingo game in Florida. The old guy said he was fed up, said he told the security guard he had it up to here, and that was just his pants, okay? That wasn't even counting his pants up to here.
Buy tickets at the box office by calling 530-229-0022 or online at readingcivic.com. Presented by Reading Civic Auditorium.
NorCal Limousine Services is a family-owned business right here in Reading. We offer beautiful limousines and sedans with rates starting as low as $55 per hour. Do you have kids? We have amazing birthday packages for as low as $150. Sure, they can jump around all day or enjoy a memorable birthday they will talk about for years to come with NorCal Limousine. Driving to any of the major airports from Reading can be a drag. Ride with us in style and avoid the long drive and parking fees. We service the Sacramento and San Francisco airports as well as all the cruise lines.
Hello, my name is Jamie, the owner of NorCal Limousine, and I have over 14 years in experience in the limousine industry. I know how to treat you right and will always be discreet. If you have never rented a limo before, you should give us a call at 276-8851. It's more affordable than you think and a whole lot more fun than driving yourself.
Like our Facebook, check out our Yelp reviews, and mention KCNR for additional savings. That's NorCal Limousine at 276-8851 or NorCalLimo.com. TCP 31143. This is my fight.
Save the date, May 20th. Chicks and Chaps is right around the corner. Deadline for purchasing tickets is May 1st. Only 100 tickets will be sold, and the tickets are selling fast. Chicks and Chaps and the Reading Rodeo Association Auxiliary are holding their 5th annual Breast Cancer Awareness Fundraiser. There will be awesome raffle prizes, a one-of-a-kind buckle from Montana Silversmith, great food by Mary's Pizza, fun and informative guest speakers, including a breast cancer survivor. The proceeds from our event benefit Mercy Foundation North and NorCal Think Peak. Special thank you to Sierra Pacific Foundation, Cinerama, and Dutch Bros. Purchase your tickets now only online before they sell out at www.chicksandchapsreading.com. Chicks and Chaps, May 20th.
Hi, I'm Mary McCurdy, and I represent Properties by Merit. We are a locally owned full-service real estate firm. Whether you are buying or selling, I can help. Call me today at 949-1550 or check out my website at marymccurdy.com. At Properties by Merit, we make your dreams become reality. Call or text me at 949-1550.
Properties by Merit is California Corporation licensed by the California Bureau of Real Estate. California BRE license number 019-45816.
Welcome back to KTNR 1460. The guys are just sitting here.
We're just talking
chat.
And joking and carrying on.
Chat. Like, okay,
what's going on, Linda? Is this your show?
I don't know, but Jared, you have to be the producer and go, this is a hard break right now. We're coming back, George Jones. It's finally Friday, it's George Jones. I don't know. Have you been watching? I got to ask. I'm sorry. Do you guys, does your family ask you to watch The Voice or American Idol?
Yes. American Idol.
American Idol.
Yes, and Camille, I think, watches one and records the other one and then watches it. Yes.
Speed through the commercials, but anyway, so I was just wondering about that because George Jones, you know, I just think about some of the greats. We're seeing some future greats. It's nice to see. There's 15-year-olds. There's 35-year-old, that's the one of the gals that was selected, Sergeant Beloved, and all different shapes and sizes, and that's what's cool, too, because it's not about your looks, it's about whether you got the gift when they turn their chair. I love that. So that turns me up. 53 degrees in the downtown studios with us this morning, and by the way, this is Linda Bott, and Carl is on location. That's all we're going to say.
Yes, I'm not on this location.
He's on location. 8:19 in the morning with Eric Woodstrom, who is president of Five Star Bank. You know, of course, our bank of choice. We love that Five Star Bank. When we decided to buy, well, we weren't even sure if we could do it. You know, just two people that were kind of like,
okay, now what? We think we may want a radio station. We're not sure. You know, we liked the idea of it, and so we sat down, we spent time, we talked about building a team, you know, building a team of, because there's contracts involved, you'd need to have a lawyer that you have confidence in that can help you through the legal aspects of it, and having an accountant involved to talk about the money aspects of it. And then we just had a good discussion on structure and what you wanted to do personally, both you and Carl, and it and determined if it was a fit. And it was a fit. It seemed to be what you wanted to do. You wanted to own a radio station, have your own freedom to, you know, you took a dark station, a dark number that hadn't been operating, put some life into it, and, you know, here we are today.
Well, when you look around at the studio, do you feel... I would wonder if you feel pride in the fact
absolutely.
That
this is part... Absolutely. I'm so proud. You know, like we talked earlier, as bankers, you know, we live through our customer successes. We're not risk takers. We're basically, you know, Walter Mitty's at heart. You know, we kind of walk around and try and avoid risk. But we get our excitement and our reward from our customers being successful, and to watch what, you know, what you've created through Free Fire Media and KCNR Radio, and just amazing.
Well, it
it's
takes
wonderful.
A team. It really does take a team, and, you know, driving force, you know, of course, Carl is just a vain-nat Marine. He's just... And we have a wonderful...
And you balance them very well.
And we
thank
have,
thank
and
goodness.
And we have wonderful, like Jared and Bob Martin and Bob Alonji that, you know, show up, and anyway, so I just I can't tell you the gratitude I feel in my heart for faith and belief and for us to be able to have this opportunity where we can reach out to the community and bring in different people from the community that is the heart and soul of where we live is community driven businesses. Outreach, and with us this morning, of course, is Jake Mangus, who is brand new as President and Chief Executive Officer of the Reading Chamber of Commerce, which has rebranded and become something new. I'm very excited about
Definitely. That. Definitely. I mean, we're excited about this new era at the Chamber and how we're going to move this community forward, for sure. I mean, where we sit right now in the heart of our community in downtown Reading is... another district, let's say, that has got a lot of reason to be encouraged in
Boy,
the future
no kidding.
Here.
A lot of great things going on downtown.
Yeah, we had Daniel Knott. I called him up and I said, I go, dude, why aren't you a member of the chamber? And he said, I don't know. I said, well, come in and let's talk about that. So anyway, K2 Development, they came in and Daniel was talking to me about that project that's just up the road a couple of blocks at the Dickers building there, the former Dickers building, former Peter's Playground, et cetera. And the idea of having a multi-story, multi-use building that would be nearly 80 units of housing right in the heart of downtown Reading. And then I think it's like 21,000 square feet of retail.
Ground floor retail and then housing above, parking below. You know, just an amazing if they can, you know, get the funding and get all the permits and stuff pulled together, It'll be amazing kind of catalyst to grow from downtown.
Yeah, I mean, when you think about exactly, I mean, I think that would be the large domino that would keep us moving with a downtown that makes a lot of sense. I mean, people come here from out of town and they're going, it's so confusing and everything. And
where's your downtown?
I mean, all I've known in my life is the downtown Reading Mall era, right?
Yes.
So you look at postcards, or I talk to my parents about what downtown Reading once was, and it was Main Street USA. I mean, you had like JCPenney down here.
Right. Woolworths.
Right?
All the main stores down there.
Yeah.
Well, then one of the key components of their development is to, you know, the downtown mall encroached on Market Street, and one of their key components is to give back, you know, an easement to, so it eventually open up Market Street through traffic, parking, you know, walking, and all the cross streets, all the, you know, east-west streets too, to open them back up.
I think that's going to be brilliant. So I'm looking forward to helping in that process any way I can. I did join the Downtown Reading Collaborative so that the Chamber would be at the table so we could find out how we can support businesses in downtown Reading, because I think really when you look at a river city like this, and we always talk about, oh, the other side of the river, you know, and there we do have different districts almost with different needs, you know. And I felt that not getting into the DRBA, you know, questions and all that stuff, but just wanting to instead in a positive way say, well, the Chamber can help downtown Reading business as well.
Yeah, and you know what's interesting? I don't even want to go. We'll talk about that at the break.
Yeah.
That's another show. You know, because this is something that I have found, and I think this happens just, it's just natural, you know, you get clicks, you get groups. And my feeling is that, you know, we're all citizens. We are downtown business. We are a downtown business, and that we all collectively should be together. It's not one particular organization against the other particular organization, which happens. And I don't think that we can grow if we're going to keep putting these walls up.
Mm-hmm.
And what we're trying to do is grow here as a community where it's, again, you know, you're not these little groups that try to overpower the other.
Yep.
So we all need to get along in order to grow.
I really like that concept. And when you travel outside of the North State, and like I do sometimes, and I'm looking on Reading.com to stay up to date what's going on at home, and sometimes you see it and you go, it's like we're in a snow globe up here, and there are all these different things that are going on in Reading, and I would like to see the Chamber, at least, and maybe this community in general, let's step up and go to the 30,000-foot level and look out well into the distance, not like a 5- or a 10-year strategic plan, but instead, what do we want to be in 30, 50 years?
Yes,
exactly.
Look generationally.
So that's definitely on my heart in the direction, I think, for a greater vision for the Chamber is to bring people together and facilitate that opportunity so that we can talk about what do we want for Reading. I mean, I love the fact that you've got people talking about public safety, homelessness, helping the business community. I mean, we've got a good segment of the population trying to pray us into a better place, and I think that's pretty cool, too.
Yes.
But the common thread is that everyone seems to be wanting a better community.
Take what we have and continually improve it.
Quality of life is so important.
Now, are you still going to be doing your political action committee? You've done that before where the Chamber has gotten behind supporting candidates.
Yes, we do have a very strong political action committee. It's funded separately from the Chamber of Commerce. Our members do have the voluntary opportunity to support it if they so choose. And the way that we're moving right now is to be more strategic and collaborative in that effort, actually. So we're planning at the Chamber to host a supervisorial candidates night coming up in April, and then also one for the City Council in late summer, early fall. And it will be hosted by the Chamber, co-sponsored by other business organizations. It will be the business community's candidates night. And that's going to be exciting, I think. I think that it will bring more significance to the evening. We don't want to dilute our efforts by having four or five of these candidates nights by, you know, complimentary business organizations. So coming together and doing that, I think, will make a lot of sense. I know the candidates will appreciate it, too. So that way, I think it's more inclusive. We're going to be inviting our chamber members, or the other organizations will be inviting those that are their constituents, and then also the community at large, so that they can not only submit questions ahead of time related to business, but also listen to the answers from the candidates. So instead of a small group of PAC members making the decision exclusive of the large group, there are more people part of the process. So I want our members especially to feel that they have access and opportunity to help in that respect. So
that's cool. That's cool. Well, we're going to have to take a break here. Let's take an early break here. With us this morning is Jake Mangus. He's our special guest, who's President and Chief Executive Officer of the Reading Chamber of Commerce, and Eric Woodstrom, President and CEO. I'm just going to say it.
Local banker.
Local banker. A five-star bank. We'll be right back here on KCNR 1460.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Have you ever had your vehicle in a shop for a collision repair? When you called to check on it, did no one seem to know anything about it? Don Seck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Did you feel like a number when you were given canned rhetoric or generalization not specific to your vehicle? Although we are recognized as an authority in frame and suspension repair, we are primarily an auto body and truck collision repair center. When you select Coachmaster, we will tell you exactly how we are going to repair your vehicle. You will know the person in charge and get direct answers to your questions and follow-up phone calls, because every vehicle is personal to us. With our knowledge of the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to get started quickly. A reputation for excellent service and high-quality repairs takes years to build, and we intend to keep it. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Kyle DeFore from Mighty Fine Foods in Bella Vista here. We'd like to thank our local community for making 2015 our best year yet. Your continued patronage supports 20 local jobs, and when you shop at Mighty Fine, your money stays in your community the way it should be. Daily deli specials under $5, a different hot soup served daily, groceries, meat, produce, and over 1,000 cold drinks. Mighty Fine Foods is your locally owned and operated neighborhood grocer. Mighty Fine, $2.99 in Deschutes in beautiful Bella Vista.
In the 40s, Reading Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Reading Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have they. Through the decades, they've served Reading with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism they'd expect for their own families. When you need to get to or from the airport or the train station, perhaps, Reading Yellow Cab is there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Reading Yellow Cab at 222-1234.
Welcome back to KCNR 1460, currently 53 degrees. This portion of the show is brought to you by Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur in Reading. They're our firearms dealer of choice when it comes to selection. That new long gun or pistol, having their gunsmith work on guns or buying ammo. John Bastiani prides himself on customer service and always having what the customer needs in stock and fair prices. And Carl is going to be teaching this week. In fact, I think, this week he did a class at Riverview, and then he's teaching Sunday. at the range. So, yeah, NorCal Firearms. Also on Sunday, wanted to invite you out to the View 202. We're doing our jazz brunch. And just, I signed every other week, beginning again this Sunday, with my jazz my jazz ensemble for brunch. So we go to 3 hours starting Easter Sunday.
Wow.
Which will be nice. From 11 to 2, and the weather, of course, is changing. We're going to be love being out on the deck. It's just fantastic. And, of course, Bruce Kalin and Bernie Baker. So hopefully we'll see you out there this Sunday as well. We'll be inside, of course, because of the rain. But it's nice. Enjoy the food and the mimosas. Again, currently 54 degrees in the downtown studios. We have a flood watch now until 6 o'clock on Sunday. Our highs today will be 56 with our lows of 45. Eric Wittstrom is here with us today.
Great to be here.
Yes, and Jake Mangus.
Thanks, Linda. Loving it.
Hi. And the break is always like, boom, wish we could record the break. But we came up with some great topics at the break.
You know, one thing that we've talked a little bit about, and Jake, I'd like you to expand on it, is I've been up here 16 years, and I've seen an evolution of our town, really. We see where, you know, generationally kids are coming back. They're beginning business. We've got a youth group, you know, a 2030 club. We've got a number of different catalysts that do things. And younger people getting involved in the community, giving back to the community. And the millennium crowd, for lack of a better word. I kind of don't like that, but it is. It characterizes. People know what you mean by the millennium crowd. Tell me what the Chamber's doing in that regard to try and attract and develop the millennials.
Oh, I see it as a real great opportunity, and this is why. I mean, it's good for the Chamber because it will create an influx of new energy and innovation naturally. The millennial is defined in different ways, but the one I like the most is it's someone born between the years 1982 and 1993. And currently, that's the largest segment of our population in this country, more than 80 million strong, more than the baby boomers, et cetera. And speaking of baby boomers, supposedly, according to Forbes.com 2013 article I was reading the other day, they said that more than half of baby boomers are supposed to retire in the next 3 to 5 years. We laugh about that, right? In a perfect world for them, perhaps, if they've invested well. The millennials will comprise 75% of the workforce by 2025.
Wow.
So, you know, so you think, what can we do as a Chamber of Commerce to help encourage and foster an environment of rising leaders and raising expectations for Reading? And that's been one of the big thoughts that I've had in the first couple of months is leadership development, ongoing leadership development. We've got, as you mentioned, Eric, the 2030 Club, Catalyst, the Young Professionals Network with the Realtors, and so on. And how does the Chamber fit in with those organizations? Well, I think that the 2030 Club is like a junior Rotary. It's a
service
club,
oriented,
right?
Sure.
Yeah. And then Catalyst is, depending upon who you talk to with the group, they say, well, it's basically, you know, if you want to do something, we're giving you a platform to come do that, you know?
They sponsor events. They bring people together.
Yes.
So
this being an entry point for, since we're a community in Reading alone, looking at the city limit sign of 90,000 people, and there are a lot of folks in their 20s and 30s who are not as connected as I've been fortunate enough to be as a 35-year-old here. I've had years of being able to be mentored and interact with people who have helped me in my career and just in life in general. And so I thought, if we can give more people who are in their 20s and 30s the opportunity to accelerate that process, it makes the community stronger, it strengthens our business community, and it will help to retain talent and also attract talent to our community. And I heard someone speak in a conference a couple weeks ago about the importance of quality of life to attracting these millennials. And so,
yes.
You know, well, I mean, it's like you're at the zoo, and it's like, oh, we saw the lions, and there are the tigers, and now we're coming to the millennial. And the millennial is an interesting creature with different...
We're trying to define them.
Yes, and yet there is...
Define the undefinable.
They're everywhere, and we love the millennials to come on our show because that is our... And we'll find that a lot of people that have grown up in Reading, left Reading, decide to come back to travel. They lived in other states. They come back here because they love the quality. They remember Mount Shasta. They remember the lakes. They remember growing up here and being in the country and the bikes and the trails and they, you know, just what it was to grow up.
Right.
And they wanted to raise their kids in an environment like Reading. So they move back. We hear it time and time again on this program.
The concept of live first, work second, it might make some people squeamish to hear that, but that's what this generation is thinking about. And so Reading's very well positioned, being a river city, all the natural resources and everything. But it goes on to things like, you know, factors, indexes that you look at to see what would attract this group and how do we measure up in these areas of valuing education in all levels. How healthy are we as a community? How easy is it to get around town and out of town? So air service expanding is good. Trail efforts here like Diesel Horse to downtown is great to see. What is there to do after hours and on the weekends? Well, you know, Nigel Skeet and Reading Weekly has done a wonderful job in showing us that it's a myth to say that there's nothing to do here.
Right.
There's so much to do. Yes. You just have to open your eyes.
Go, Nigel. Yeah. There's an event happening today, right? The Nigel Skeet event that is the kids.
Yeah, it's the homeless rock stars into the high schools.
The Shasta High School, I think they were setting up yesterday.
Yep. Fantastic. Yep. You know, he's doing some great things, too. Anyway, so, again, there's this great energy for the millennials.
Mm-hmm.
Let me ask you something, because we haven't really discussed it. We keep talking about it and teasing it about what's happening in our political, the temperature of our politics right now. And we're not talking about city council, even though, you know, you're Reading Chamber of Commerce.
Yes.
Do you feel anticipation with the businesses that you talk to, being now the president of the Chamber of Commerce, with the upcoming elections? What's happening? What are you seeing?
Well, actually, I would have to admit that it hasn't really been the main emphasis of my conversations with the local businesses. Instead, it's been more of their pain points and then people talking about the hot-button topics locally at this point. I know that right now, my own personal thing is we have so many debates.
Oh, my goodness.
It's must-see television until you've seen it a million times.
Right. Times. And now we're commenting mostly on the tenor and whether they got along or didn't get along. It's like, oh, my goodness, sakes, where's the meat of this?
I feel like it's going to heat up as we get closer to the election at this time. At least for me, it's kind of white noise on the national level. Until we get narrowed down into who we're going to be considering. Mm-hmm. When we get to the local stuff, and I heard the U.S. Chamber of Commerce present about how the level of trust with government increases the closer you get to home. So we feel, as a people anyway, that we can have some influence in our local community where our votes seem to count more and our interaction seems to count more. You can go join a committee, you can attend a city council meeting and that type of thing, which I've been doing. I feel like I'm in a graduate program right now and the lecture hall is city council and, you know, all this kind of stuff. So it's been a steep learning curve, I would say, at this point for me. But again, I'm just encouraged by the fact that people are all trying to make Reading better. So,
okay, very well said. Because you bring it right back around that how you make a difference is to be involved locally.
Yes, and I think
that's where you can see movement.
Yeah, more. How do we convert more of our residents into citizens? I think that's a big thing. There are a lot of it seems to be complacency and the thought that maybe I can't affect any change locally. And that couldn't be further from the truth. You can see that if you've got a will, there's a way to get right into the middle of it all. And it seems to be also that, well, I know I've felt it. I mean, we get fed up at the things that our businesses are facing for sure. We see people who are struggling with mental health issues. We see people struggling with drug addiction, and we want to see that change. I could imagine what it would be like to be a business that's dealing with people breaking in, and you call the police, and they arrive, you file the report, maybe they catch the person, and then they're booked and released, and then they're back there breaking into your business again. Very challenging to deal with, and so I know that at this point we're seeing this all continue to build, and I think that we're on the cusp of seeing some positive changes in that respect as well, with these Tier 0, Tier 1 implementation teams reporting on
the
how they're going to make a difference. Yeah, right. with react to the blueprint positively.
Hmm.
So. Mm-hmm. That was some heavy stuff. I got
yes,
into some
good job,
meat
Jake.
And potatoes there.
Oh my goodness! Yeah, we had we had the kind of the
no skirting around.
Here
that.
We are. Here
yeah.
we're going, and now yeah. we're right down yeah. deep
that's
into.
Good. We all want it. That's what the program goes to. Okay.
Yeah.
We all
free
you know,
fire.
We all are aware of the problem.
Yeah, so
we
sure.
When we need solutions to move
yes.
forward, we can continue mm-hmm. to debate them. But debate
oh,
at some point
yeah.
needs to turn into action.
And I've got I've got a comment on that too. Is that the idea of, you know, we know the problems exist, so let's see the proposed solution and let's act on that. I think that's a big
yep.
deal. We've
Take
got a
some
lot
action.
Of lot of consultants and plans and all of that, which, you know, you're going through the process properly and doing your due diligence, and that's not knocking the process at all. I know that we're just excited to see some
yes.
steps,
some steps.
Progress. Yeah.
No, I couldn't agree mm-hmm. more. See some action plans,
yep.
and begin doing things. And I think, you know, as it, most of us are outsiders looking in, we have opinions on it, and our opinions matter. But really, you know, it's up to our government and our leaders
sure.
to start taking action. And it seems like, yep. you know, like you said, with the Tier 0 and the Tier 1 mm-hmm. Responses to the blueprint, begin taking action.
Yep. And then I think that for me, my opinion is one thing, but more importantly, it's reflecting the feeling and the thoughts of our membership, the 800 businesses and growing there.
Yes.
And then also our PAC and our board. So I've seen the role as the chamber president as reflecting those positions, because I'm just one voice. It doesn't matter as much as reflecting your constituency, and that for us, it's the business community. So.
All right, we're going to take a break on that. Jake Mangus is our guest this morning. I'm here with Eric Woodstrom. Linda Bott here on KCNR 1460. We'll be right back.
Wellgate Sports Club has dedicated themselves to creating an environment that supports your personal goals, whatever they may be. That's because Wellgate Sports Club is more than just a gym. Wellgate is Reading's first premier sports club with the staff, programs, and 23,000 square foot facility designed to give you an exceptional experience every day. Now it's never been easier to take advantage of incredible amenities, including Reading's only indoor saltwater pool, outdoor jacuzzi, sauna, luxury towel service, and over 130 exercise classes designed from beginners to experts. For a limited time, you can become a member of Wellgate Sports Club with no enrollment fee. That's a $99 value. In addition, Wellgate Sports Club will provide you with 3 personal training sessions and a nutrition consultation absolutely free. That's another $225 value. There's never been a better time or a better place to get started. Call 768-1205 today for your personal tour. Or stop by 1740 Eureka Way, and don't forget to visit online at WellgateSportsClub.com. Wellgate Sports Club, where you'll experience exceptional every day.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes. Smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Yeah, welcome back to KCNR 1468, 48 in the morning here, 53 degrees in the downtown studios. This is Linda Bott. Carl's on location, so in with me is one of my great buddies with the best respect. I love this guy, Eric Woodstrom from Five Star Bank.
Thank you very much, Linda.
And our guest today is Jake Mangus, who is our new president and chief executive officer from Reading Chamber of Commerce. Good morning.
Good morning, Linda and, this is and Eric.
Segment of the show, and let's go to the phones. We have a question from our listener, Vint. Good morning. Do you have a question for our guest?
I sure do. Good morning, Linda, Jake.
Good morning.
Hey, Vint.
Eric, I didn't forget about you.
Thank you.
I got a question to Jake, the position of the chamber. Obviously, last year you guys supported strongly the 1% sales tax, or actually less than that last year. What's the chamber's position going to be this year? I mean, obviously, we have got a community that, like most people in the state, has hit hard with taxes from every different direction.
Sure.
Business owners were hit with every fee imaginable. You've got a business owner there, you've got a banker, you've got a president of the chamber. Between you all, you definitely know everything that we're happy to pay and
give
all
us
the hands
credit
are in our
more
pocket.
Credit than we deserve, Vint.
Yeah. That's all right. I'm giving you the benefit of the doubt.
Okay.
When it comes to that, I mean, it's the only thing that I'm continually hearing is, you know, this is the only solution we've got is the, you know, we need a 1% sales tax increase and so on. Anderson did it. We should do it. What's the chamber's position this year, and is it going to be any other solutions that are, I guess, entertained by the chamber?
Well,
and
I think
I'll take my answer off here.
Okay. Thanks for your call, Vint. I appreciate that. I think that's really timely. As I had mentioned, Tier Zero, those were the changes that could be made, implemented from the blueprint of public safety without any additional revenue. And then the Tier One recommendations would require some additional revenue. So where's that going to come from? One of the natural things that a person would think is, well, you either have to cut costs and pull them from one department and shift them to another, or you have to create additional revenue. And how do we do that? As a chamber of commerce, for me, number one, I think of rising tides raising all ships and increasing our sales tax base as being my number one priority. But secondly, and maybe more realistically, is in the short term, is considering some sort of a sales tax revenue increase. And so all I can say right now is that the chamber had a resolution on the table the last go-round, and it's still on the table, that would be in support of a sales tax increase. However, we still have to go through our process currently and see if that still holds true today. So we have been approached by Brent Weaver, and there is talk that we could have an implementation team presentation at the chamber in the near future. So they would say, if there were to be additional revenue from a sales tax increase, this would be our plan for that revenue, and would the chamber support that? So that's where we're at right now, is we're waiting for that presentation first to our PAC, which then if they felt that was the right direction to go to be in support of a sales tax increase, they would recommend that to our board, and then our board would discuss it and either approve that or not. So it's going to have to go through its process, absolutely, with the chamber, and then I would reflect our position. At this point, we are still in the information gathering stage, so that would be my answer at this point. All I would say, though, in general, is that whether you're for or against that issue, I think most people would agree that number one is we've got to have a safe community, a perception of a safe community. If we want tourists to come visit, if we want employers to locate here, if we want employees to want to live here, it's got to be a safe place. How we accomplish that? There's the big question.
Right.
So I kind of didn't give you an answer, Vint, but I appreciate the question. And just so you know that that's, you know, in a transparent fashion, that's exactly where we're at as a chamber right now on that issue.
Yeah, comment along that line, Jake. You know, I think that's the right answer, is let's gather information before we make a decision.
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
We've in the past, I've seen, you know, different views of whether to have a sales tax, not have a sales tax. This isn't the first time it's come up. It's come up, you know, over the years. And I, as a banker and watching the retail community and the people that are paying the taxes, while it's not a short-term fix, the long-term fix is to grow, grow our businesses, because then they will provide more taxes. You know, our retail, our mall, our car dealers, you know, they're large, they're huge tax revenue generating machines.
Sure.
And to be able to cultivate them and allow them to be successful in their business will then grow our tax base back. Alternatively, we can tax them and put a higher cost on them. And that has a short-term impact and maybe is needed for a short-term or not. I'm certainly not convinced that it is. I don't think it is. But long-term, it's business growth.
I should mention, too, that we will be surveying our members at large, too, to get their thoughts on it and to make sure that the response on that survey is something that really does represent the group.
Okay, we have just a few minutes left, and we got to take these callers. I love it. Bruce, you're on live on KCNR 1460. Do you have a question?
I have a question for Jake. I've been very disappointed in the National Chamber of Commerce's position in recent years. They've been very supportive of the Trans-Pacific Partnership, or TPP, but they've also been in bed with the corporate elites that crave cheap labor that ships our American jobs overseas and brings in low-paid immigrant workers. They seem to be very supportive of that, and I think a majority of Americans are coming to realize that's not working for America. And I was wondering, is there any way you can disassociate completely with the National Chamber of Commerce and just be a local organization? And I just think the National Chamber of Commerce just doesn't represent a majority of Americans anymore. And I'll take my answer off the air.
Thank you, Bruce.
Well, I know that we are connected kind of in a, it goes like this, a hierarchy, you could say. U.S. Chamber of Commerce handles national issues, and then we've got the Cal Chamber, which is at the state level, and then we have the local chambers. So it kind of feeds us information anyway, the U.S. Chamber, as far as maybe job reports, and then also if there are changes in overtime regulations or paid sick leave and things like that, so we can stay up on issues that are affecting business on a national level. As far as the political scene, I don't think, well, and maybe that was partly political, partly not. At this point, in the first couple of months on the job, haven't been implementing any recommendations from the U.S. Chamber at this point. It just is another source of information for us.
But something for you to take and look at with the TTP and what Bruce is
yes.
You know, posing to come back in about 4 months and find out. You know, of course, we're going to be in an election cycle. A lot of this stuff has really come to the forefront.
Sure.
Let's go to the phones. Caller number two, Billy Bob. Good morning. Welcome to the show. You have a question for Jake.
Yes, real quick. Thanks for taking my call. Hey, listen, in considering this implementation of, plan to create the necessary requirements to get the problem solved, let's not forget that the fact is that the city of Reading in its management is so over the top on its pay scales. We have a city manager making $325,000 a year. We have two assistant city managers making close to $300,000 a year. And we've got four managers at the city electric department making a $250,000 or more a year. So unless we slash these payrolls, and that's the way to get things moving, that's absolutely ludicrous, the amount of money these people are getting paid. So that's my first suggestion to get things started. Thank you.
I think a long-term discussion is what he may be talking about there, which is, you know, City of Reading pay scales and things like that. I mean, that's not something that's going to be able to be changed quickly. And I think, like we talked about earlier, with wanting to see some action and wanting to see some change, certainly wanting to improve public safety is right there. And so I think that what we'd be considering with the implementation team is something that's more immediate.
Jake, we talked a little bit at the break about the chamber and the direction of the chamber. Maybe you can comment a little bit about your thoughts on working with the other economic development organizations in the area, you know, regionally in the community and statewide maybe.
Oh, I completely agree that we've got to leverage our resources locally, and collaboration is key. It's that collective impact and all those kinds of theories, but really it's the synergy, together we're stronger idea. Working with the Builders Exchange, working with the Economic Development Corporation, I'm really excited right now. We've got Joe Cominti, who's fairly new at the Builders Exchange. We've got Tony Gianello, who was just hired and will be on board
Italians!
April. Yeah,
he'll be Italians coming in!
Overlapping. Yeah,
a good New York Italian.
I was at a Wild Game dinner on Saturday, and I was in line with Tony and his wife Kelly, and it was really great to talk with him, and we hit it off right away. It's going to be really great working with him. So we've got a collaborative spirit right now. Lori Baker at the Tourism Bureau, Visit Reading, et cetera, is there, as well as Dennis Morgan at the Shasta Association of Realtors. I'd see this opportunity to create a business roundtable and to have a consistent discussion about how we can look beyond our own constituents and maybe a larger view of how do we retain and attract business and develop our economy regionally. I think that's
a big
emphasis of that type of a thing. But also just to stay connected to these organizations, okay? So I'm excited about that.
Well, thank you so much for being our guest today. We have the program has just flown by. Jake Mangus is president and our new president and chief executive officer. And, of course, Eric, thanks so much for being here with me this morning from Five Star Bank. We'll see you at the Electrician's Ball tonight.
Beautiful.
Love the fact that again, is raising funds for scholarships to help people find a trade, and that's a good way to help with somebody with a hand up. We're all about that. So thank you so much for listening to our show this morning. Here on KCNR 1460, Carl would say, just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. And when you go away today, which are you?
You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down. Gonna stand my ground, won't be turned
up. You're listening to KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. He may be brash, he may be bombastic, but there is another side to Donald Trump, according to Dr. Ben Carson. Carson, who has now endorsed Trump's presidential bid, describes a Trump he knows as a very cerebral person who considers things carefully. And Carson is warning anti-Trump Republicans that if they manage to derail Trump's candidacy, it would shipwreck the GOP.
I think it would fracture the party irreparably. And it would hand the election to the Democrats. And they would get 2 to 4 Supreme Court picks, and America would be forever changed.
But Republican presidential candidate Marco Rubio says Trump getting the GOP nomination would fracture the grand old party.
There is a very significant number of Republicans that will never vote for him. And you can't win unless the party's united. That's just a fact. And we have to deal with it.
Rubio on CBS This Morning. Watch out, Alabama. Heavy rains.